91X News.
From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emily Cannell. Gian Gomeshi has been found not guilty on all charges in the trial the world has been watching. The Ontario judge who sat in on the two-week trial dismissed all charges against Gomeshi, saying a reasonable doubt exists. The disgraced CBC host faced charges of sexual assault and overcoming resistance by choking. Justice William Horkins, who presided over the case, had more than a month to reflect on the evidence that was presented to him. The parents of Belleville's Saganaska Demonstration School faced off against Education Minister Liz Sandals last night. The school, which serves students with learning disabilities, had its enrollment suspended last month and is being reviewed by the provincial government. Sandals says no decision has been made with regards to the future of Saganaska and similar schools across the province. Saganaska Parents' Council Chair Leslie Lehman says the minister did not provide any concrete answers at last night's meeting. She says parents fear the education system will not be able to handle their children if schools like Saganaska are closed.
Concern is that if they close the schools and they have nothing in place, then they're taking an education system that's already partly crumbling and broken, and they're going to shatter it into 1,000 more pieces.
A decision on Saganaska is expected sometime this spring. Ontario's Sunshine List will be coming out later today, showing the salaries of Ontario's top public sector earners. Premier Kathleen Wynne says she doesn't plan to raise the $100,000 minimum to appear on the list. The threshold was set 20 years ago, but Wynne says it's still a high salary in most people's eyes.
Is $100,000 a lot of money? Yeah, I think it is. I think there are lots of people, many, many thousands of people in this province who would say $100,000 a year is a lot of money to earn. And so I think it's still relevant at that rate. And so that's the rationale. That's why we've left it there.
European Union justice and interior ministers are holding an emergency meeting in Brussels today following the terrorist attacks Tuesday. Correspondent Angela Charlton has the details.
Among the questions that have come up in recent days are whether the Belgian authorities failed in their efforts to prevent this kind of attack, and also whether European countries are sharing enough intelligence with each other.
Following the death of Alberta MP Jim Hillier, Canadian MPs have been expressing their grief and remembering him for the dedication to his job. Interim Conservative leader Rona Ambrose took a moment to remember Hillier for his sense of humour.
And he took his job very seriously. And as I said, he had a goofy sense of humor. He had something funny he said in the media recently. He was from Southern Alberta. That says something about him. And he was talking about Donald Trump. He was asked about his views on Donald Trump. And he said, well, where I come from is redneck, and we're not that redneck.
A bouquet of red roses sits on his desk in the Commons on Parliament Hill. The family of late Rob Ford says mourners will have a chance to pay their respects early next week. Ford's family said in a statement today that the funeral will take place Wednesday following a procession that morning, which will begin at Toronto City Hall and end at St. James Cathedral. After the service, the family will leave for a private ceremony. The public can celebrate the life of the infamous former mayor Wednesday evening at the Toronto Congress Centre. Ford's family is asking the public to send in short video clips of Ford to create a montage for the celebration. The new Liberal federal budget promises big money to Canada's veterans. This seems all well and good, but many are questioning how far this money will go in actually improving the lives of these ex-soldiers. Finance Minister Bill Morneau's fiscal plan delivers $5.6 billion for better programs and services for the most critically injured former military members. Veterans Minister Kent Hare says the Liberals have yet to follow through on a promise to deliver lifetime pensions to wounded soldiers.
Well, this is clearly in my mandate letter. We remain committed to this. I met early with stakeholders after my appointment, and they urged me regards to pension options to get it right.
Hare wouldn't speculate on how long it will take to implement the promise. Loyalist College students living in new residence have mixed feelings about the lack of parking in the area. QNET's Deanna Fraser has the story.
Students in the upper year townhouses have a bit of a walk to and from the residence parking lot. Some students, like Bradley Thompson, say they're frustrated because it's so inconvenient.
You pay all this money to have these nice residences, and then you have to walk across campus to bring your groceries in.
Other students, like Sarah McNeil, say they feel the college has plenty of space to accommodate a lot.
It's really unnecessary to have so little parking when there's so much space with the fields and it's not being used. Nobody actually uses the ice rink, which is what it's there for.
However, some students pushed back over social media. Colton Martin commented on Facebook that the real issue is the duration of parking on New Res. There is a 20-minute time limit on the three parking spots available. Students like Alicia Kefalis have received multiple parking tickets over the years.
And you go, you know, the grocery store, you come home, you unload, you sit down for like 5 minutes to relax, and, you know, 5 minutes ends up really turning into an hour, and you come out and you like have a ticket.
Student Life Director Fred Pollitt said that although there is space, it would take away from what makes Loyalists special.
I don't know if I would like to see all that beautiful space eliminated just for a parking lot.
He also added that with Potter's Creek being behind the residence and flowing into the conservation area, building a parking lot may never happen. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
Happy Easter, kids. I brought chocolate.
Dad, this is just what we didn't eat last year. Toss out that chocolate left around the house from last year. Donini Chocolate has all the succulent and rich-tasting chocolate you'll need this Easter. Have your pick of chocolate bunnies, carrots, lollipops, and chocolate cream-filled eggs all made ready to melt in your mouth. Donini Chocolate wants to change your Easter from unimpressive, ugh, it's stale, to delectable. Donini Chocolate, open daily with extended hours, 335 Bell Boulevard, west of Sydney.
Good afternoon, I'm Emily Cannell with QNET Sports. It's a busy night tonight in the NHL with 11 games lined up. The Toronto Maple Leafs are one of six Canadian teams in action. They host the Anaheim Ducks tonight at the Air Canada Centre. Elsewhere, Montreal will take on Detroit while Vancouver plays Nashville. The Trenton Golden Hawks took Game 4 last night against the Wellington Dukes with a score of 4-1. Trenton is now up 3-1 in the seven-game series against the Dukes. If the Golden Hawks win one more game, they'll take the series. Next game is Friday night at 7:30 in Trenton. Despite last night's loss, the Toronto Raptors are headed to the playoffs. They fell 79-91 to the Boston Celtics. Raptors guard DeMar DeRozan talks about their rough game.
We miss a lot of easy shots. We miss a lot of free throws. And, you know, with that, we shot terrible. And we still was in the game to the last couple minutes of the game. But, you know, they got to give them credit. They play hard.
The men head south tomorrow for a game in Texas against the Houston Rockets. The Toronto Blue Jays continue their spring training tonight, hosting the Detroit Tigers. R.A. Dickey takes the mound while former Blue Jays prospect Matt Boyd will pitch for the Tigers. The Jays shortstop Troy Tulowitzki had to leave a game early yesterday after injuring his hand. His right knuckles were hit by a Bartolo Colon pitch. However, manager John Gibbons says he doesn't think it's a major injury. Canadian skip Chelsea Carey knows how to come back. After a disappointing loss to South Korea after missing the final curling shot, Carey took Finland 7-1 just hours later. She explains how her team helped her bounce back.
And the girls were great to me, and they rallied and all played really well in front of me in this second game, which makes my job so much easier.
A local woman is putting a unique spin on fitness. Rebecca Bartlett has the story.
Andrea Brennan Doucette is an infant and child development worker by day, and by night, she's a hula hooping whiz. She runs marathons and works out at the gym, but when she saw how much fun people had hula hooping, she knew she had to give it a whirl.
There's just something about watching someone hula hoop that makes you smile, makes you feel joyful, and I thought, oh my God, if this, just watching two people hula hoop makes me smile and feel joyful, I think it's something I need to actually try to do.
Brennan Doucette was watching Ellen when she decided to first try hooping. Her business of making and selling hoops started when she needed tubing to make one for herself, and it only came in 100-foot rolls.
I took a little video clip of it, I put it on Facebook, and just said to my friends, I have a whole bunch of tubing left over, I made myself a hula hoop, does anybody else want a hula hoop? And to my surprise, my inbox exploded with people asking for a hula hoop.
A few years later, she now sells her hoops online and teaches classes every Saturday at Living Energy in Belleville. Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News, Belleville.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Taking a look at the forecast for Belleville, it's freezing rain out there now at -3. The freezing rain is set to continue all day but turn to rain later in the evening. Overnight, the temperature will rise to +3. The rain should end tomorrow morning, giving way to a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 7. It's 12:09, it's -3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Emily Cannell. News on 91X next at 1.